This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So we're holding, we haven't learned for quite a while. We're holding by the 10th Baruch of Shemen Asrei, the Baruch of Tka B'Shoifan. So, the bracha goes as follows. Tkal b'shofar godol l'chayruseinu. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. V'son neis the kabetz gol yoseinu. Raise the banner to gather our exiles. V'kabtseinu yachad mehiro me'arba kamfais oret l'artseinu. And speedily gather us together from the four corners of the earth to our land. Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Blessed are you, Hashem, who gathers in the dispersed of His people Yisrael. So this bracha is called, in the words of Chazal, this bracha is called the bracha of Kibbutz Golias, the bracha of gathering the exiles. So the Levush writes the following. Bracha Asiris, the 10th bracha, is Tka B'Shofar. The bracha of Tka B'Shofar. V'tiknua, and the Chachamim established this bracha, k'neged ma sha'amru ha'malochim, corresponding to what the angels said. They said this bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, mekabetz nidchei am Yisrael. They said, blessed are you, Hashem, who gathers together the dispersed of His nation Israel. When did the angels say this? Kishabo Yaakov the Mitzrayim, when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, and iskabzu hashavotim im Yosef, and all the brothers got back together with Yosef. That's when the angel said, Baruch Ato Hashem, mekabetz nidchei am Yisrael. Hashem gathers together the dispersed of His nation Israel. So I think it seems that in this bracha, what what lies in this bracha is that Kibbutz Golias, that the gathering of the exiles, is dependent on Klal Yisrael coming together. It's dependent on the brotherly love of Klal Yisrael. That is what Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael was originally set upon. Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael was originally set upon brothers that were at had differences with each other, and when they came together, the Malachim said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael, that Hashem gathers together the dispersed of His nation Israel. So the ultimate Kibbutz Golias, Mashiach's coming, which will gather together all the exiles, is dependent upon Klal Yisrael coming together. And that's, as Chazal tell us, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Why were we sent into exile in the first place? It was because of Sin HaSchin. It was because of strife among us. So, in order to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, in order for Mashiach to come, we need to come back together again. According to this, Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael also has a deeper understanding. Usually we just interpret it as Hashem gathers together the dispersed of Am Yisrael. It means Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. It means Hashem gathers together those who Klal Yisrael pushed away. Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael, Hashem brings back those who, the Nidachim of Am Yisrael, those who Am Yisrael pushed away, like Yosef HaTzadik. The brothers were Madche Yosef. The brothers pushed Yosef away. Mekabetz Nidchei Am Yisrael was when the one that was pushed away was brought back.
Like who?
What? The Rebbeinu Shlom orchestrated that it should come back, we should come back together again. That's why we're blessing Hashem for bringing them back together.
Don't you say that it's basically Moshiach coming in based on a condition that we have?
Right. So
who's going to do it?
I think that there has. We definitely have to initiate it. Yes.
We have to initiate it. Yes. Are
you serious? Yes, I'm serious. So I was thinking that we could have a new appreciation for the pasuk. Hine matoy u'manoim sheves achim gam yochad. The pasuk says, "Behold, how good and how sweet is it when brothers sit together." Sheves achim gam yochad. The word noim. I mean, the pasuk could have said, "Hine matoyv." How good is it when brothers sit together? Matoy u'manoim. It's good and sweet. Noim is Rosh HaTevis. It's an acronym for Mekavetz Nidchei Am Yisrael. That's when it's Matoiv and Noim, when even those who are pushed away, those also come back together again. Now, today was the 22nd day of the Sfira. By now it's already the 23rd. We already counted. But today was the 22nd day of the Sfira. And as I mentioned many times, every day has its unique message to prepare us for Kabbalah Sotayra. So what is the message of day number 22? The character trait that is associated with day 22 is Chesed Shevenetzach, which means kindness within eternity. So what does that mean? And how does it affect our avodah? Now, if we want to find a common denominator between Kabbalah Satoyre and the time of Mashiach, the common denominator is Tkiya Shofar. There was a sounding of the Shofar by Kabbalah Satoyre, and when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a sounding of the Shofar as well. Now, what does Tkiya Shofar mean? What does Tkiya Shofar represent? To the point that it applies both to Kabbalah Sotayra and to the coming of Mashiach. Now, I believe that the Kavana is Tkiya Shofar brings people together. There's a pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloischa where while Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the desert, so Hashem says to Moshe, make trumpets, and when you blow a Tkiya, when you blow a long sound, that will gather together the entire nation. So somehow the nature of a tekiah is to bring Klal Yisrael together. In order for there to be a Hizgalus Alekuas, in order for there to be a revelation of godliness, the type of revelation that we saw by Kabbalah Satoira, and the type of revelation of godliness that will be when Mashiach comes, that type of revelation of godliness can only happen when Klal Yisrael is together. And that's why in both cases, there was Tkiya Shofar. And we know by Kabbalah Satoira, it was by Yichan Shom Yisrael Keneged Ahar. It says in the Pasuk that Bnei Yisrael camped at the mountain, Ki Ish Achad B'Lev Achad, like one person. Meaning there was an Achdus, there was a unity at the time of Kabbalah Satoira. And that's how there was able to be this revelation of godliness. We can't have this revelation of godliness unless we come together as one. And that's what Tkiya Shofar accomplishes. So at the time of Mashiach, in order for there to be Kibbutz Goliath, in order for us to come together, there's going to be a Tkiya Shofar. But why is it? Why is it that the Shofar has that magic, that it brings people together? So it seems to me that the reason for machlokes, the reason why there is, why there ever is strife, is because we focus on our differences. Right? That's what strife is all about. People focus on their differences. And that's very similar to what Chazal tell us, that kol ahava shutluya b'davar, batla davar batla ahava. Chazal say that any love that is dependent on anything is a temporary love. Because if that thing that it's dependent on goes away, the love goes away too. So if love is dependent on being similar to each other, so then as soon as we're not similar to each other, right, as soon as we're different, so go, there goes the love. The love falls away. The truth is, though, and Chazal say, a love that is not dependent on anything, a love that's unconditional, can never go away. Because it's not dependent on anything. There's nothing that can take that love away. The Yiddish neshama, the soul of a Jew, is the eternity of a Yid. The neshama is eternal. The neshama never dies. The neshama is a chedek of the kamimal. All differences that we have are all in the goof. It's all in the body. In neshama, we all come from the same place. We're all one. We're mamish one when we talk about our neshama. When we're regarding our neshama, we're all one. The love that emanates from a person tapping into their neshama, meaning the love of Klal Yisrael that a person has by tapping into their neshama, that love is called Chesed Shevenetzach. It's a love that is a product of our focusing on our Nitzchias. It's a love that is a product of our focusing on our eternity. Our neshama is Netzach. The love that is a product of focusing on that Netzach is Chesed Shevenetzach. It's a ahava she'en etliya b'davar. It's a ahava that is not dependent on anything. And we find that Klal Yisrael taps into that love every once in a while. When we find out that a terrible tragedy happened, Rahman al-Islam, it could be to a Yid that is as distant from Yiddishkeit as can be. Every Yid feels it. Every Yid feels terrible. Every Yid feels offended. Every Yid feels that we were hurt because we share that neshama. And even though this is a Yid that I would never invite to my table, or maybe I wouldn't even look at him as he passes by me in the street. But if something happens to that Yid that touches my neshama, I'm going to feel one with that person. That's Chesed Shevenetzach. There's an Ahava that is a product of me focusing on my Nitzchias, and that Nitzchias I share with every Yid. Tkiyah Shofar, the blowing of the Shofar, is a sound that represents a cry from a place so deep that it has no words. It represents a cry from the depth of our neshama. So Tkiyah Shofar has the magic of bringing Klal Yisrael together because it addresses that Chesed Shevenetzach. It addresses that love that is a product of Nitzchias. So that's why Tkiyah Shofar is the same Tkiyah Shofar that was at Kabbalah Satorah, that caused that Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kenegad Ahar, that caused that Kal Yisrael came together like one person. That same Tkiyah Shofar will happen at the time of Mashiach. It's that Tkiyah Shofar that will bring Kal Yisrael together. And that's why perhaps the Pasuk says, Hine matoi v'manoim, and noim, as we said, is Rosh HaTevis, Mekavis Nidche Am Yisrael, Sheves, the next word is Sheves, which is Rosh HaTevis, She'en Etluya B'davar, it's not dependent on anything, it's a love that is unconditional, and it concludes with Gam Yachad, and Yachad is Gematria 22. Because 22 is the sphere of Chesed Shebenetzach. Chesed Shebenetzach, that love that is a product of eternity, is what brings us all together. It's what brings us Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. And perhaps, if you count the words of, it happens to be that in the Magzer of Kolboy, it says that this bracha has 20 words. Bracha of Tkav B'Shofar.
Which
bracha? Bracha of Tkav B'Shofar. The bracha of Tkav B'Shofar has 20 words. Tkav B'Shofar Godel L'Chei Roseinu V'Son Neis L'Kav B'Shofar Godel Yoseinu V'Kav Tzeinu Yachad Me'arba Kamfes Ha'oretz Baruch Ata Hashem V'Kav B'Shofar Nidchei Am Yisrael. Exactly 20 words. But Nusach Sfard adds 2 words. Mehira on the Artzeinu. To make it 22. Chesed Shebenetzach. We make the Nesach Sfarad adds 2 words to make it Yachad. To make it 22, Chesed Shebenetzach. There's a Gemara Mesach Des Megillah. Rav Yudayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Umaro loymar kibitz goliyos lachem berachas hashana." Why did Chazal establish the bracha of kibitz goliyos, of the gathering of the exiles? Why did Chacham establish this, that it should follow the previous bracha of berachas hashana, where we ask for a parnasa? Says the Gemara, "Dechsi," because it says in the pasuk. Ve'atem hore Yisrael, anofim titenu uperiachem tisu la'am Yisrael ki kervu lovoi. It's talking about the time of Mashiach. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. And the pasuk says, and now the mountains of Yisrael will bring the branches and carry the fruits to my nation Yisrael. Says Rashi, Alma, from here we see, Kibbutz Goliath be'es birchas hashanahi. We see that Kibbutz Goliath will take place at a time when the years are blessed. That's what Rashi says, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara, and that's why the bracha of Tkav B'Shofar follows birchas hashanahi, because this Tkiyah Shofar of Mashiach will take place in a time when the years are blessed. Now, according to what we've talked about until now, that kibbutz goliyos, that the coming of Mashiach is dependent on our tapping into the netzach, into the chesed shebenetzach, tapping into our neshama, thereby realizing that we're all similar, we're all one. There are 2 ways for Klal Yisrael to tap into that Chesed Shebenetzach. One is Rachmana Letzlan through a Tzorah. Klal Yisrael are Achim Letzorah. Klal, when in the times of trouble, we come together. That's one approach that the Rebbeinu Shlom can arouse this chesed shebenetzach. Hashem can arouse this love within our netzchias. I shared with you that my great uncle, the Baba Barov, once said to me that he told me, you can't imagine how it was in Europe. He said there was so much machlaikis, there was so much strife going on. This chassidus with that chassidus, and the chassidim with the misnagdim, and the rov with the dayan, and this rov with that rov, and this dayan with that. He said every city, every village, there was everything. There was so much machlaikis going on. He said, and then came along one person, and he made peace among everyone. His name was Hitler, Yimach Shemai. He made peace. Klal Yisrael Achim L'Tzara. Achman L'Tzlan. So that's one way that Rabbeinu Shalom can bring us all back together. There's another way, and that is by showering Klal Yisrael with bracha. There's a Rashi in Parshas Miketz. Rashi says on the pasuk of Vatirenu Ba'achu, but by Parah's dream, the seven fat cows were all pasturing together. Says Rashi, this symbolizes the 7 years of plenty. Because when there isn't a plenty, then people don't forgive each other. People can't tolerate someone else's success. But when there's plenty, everyone can forgive everyone else as well. So another way of bringing Klal Yisrael together is showering Klal Yisrael with bracha. So there's two types of tkiyah shofar. There's a tkiyah shofar of tza'aka, of a cry, which represents the tkiyah shofar, the gathering together, the kibbutz goliyos, as a product of a trouble, of a time of trouble. And then there's a tkiyah shofar of a song, as we say by Pesuk Dezimna, the Dovah Melech, Halalu b'seik ha-shofar. Praise the Rabbeinu Shalom by blowing the shofar. There's a happy tone in the tkiyah shofar, which would be a result of the Rabbeinu Shalom bringing us together, arousing our netzach, our chesed shebenetzach, through plenty. And that's why we say tka b'shofar gadol. Rabbeinu Shalom, don't blow with stama shofar. Tka b'shofar gadol, blow with the shofar of greatness. L'cheiru seinu, that's how you should bring about our freedom. And that's what Rashi tells us, the Gemara says, that why is tka b'shofar, the bracha tka b'shofar, after birchas hashanim, after this, the bracha of brachas hashanim, and the Lashon Rashi again is, kibbutz goliyos be'ez birchas hashanim hu. Kibbutz goliyos will be at the time of when there is a blessing of the year, when there is a time of plenty. The Klal Yisrael comes together because we forgive each other. Because there's such an abundance. And this resolves a contradiction. Because there's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin of Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara says, Im ben David ba ad sheyichle ad shetichle pruta min hakis. It says that Mashiach won't come until the time that we won't even have a penny in our pocket anymore. So it's a direct contradiction to this Gemara, Masechta Megillah. Here the Gemara says that kibbutz goliyos is be'ez berchas hashanah, is a time when there's going to be blessing of the years. And here it says that Eimon the Mashiach is only going to come when there's not going to be a penny in our pocket anymore. The answer is that it's going to happen one of two ways. Klal Yisrael is going to come together. It's up to us how we come together. If we're worthy, then we'll come together through Birchas Hashanah. And that's why we ask, we beg the Rebbeinu Shem to kabbe shofar gadol. Blow that shofar of godless. Gadol means chesed. V'chol Hashem ha-gedula. The word gedula means kindness. Blow with that shofar of kindness. The shofar of song.
V'chol Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura.
Gedula is chesed, gevura is gevura. Not with the shofar of tzaaka, not with that shofar of a cry. And with this we can understand why the malachim, why the angels first said this bracha when Yaakov Avinu came down to Mitzrayim. The Mekabetz Nitche Am Yisrael, they could have said the bracha that Hashem gathered together the dispersed of Am Yisrael when the brothers came down to Yosef, right? When Yosef said, Ani Yosef, right? That's when they all came together. No, the Malachim didn't say the bracha then. They waited until Yaakov came down. Why? Because when the brothers were there, it was a time of Rav. It was a time of hunger. It was a time of Tichle Pruta Menachis. It was a time that there wasn't a Pruta in the pocket anymore. We're not going to say a bracha Mekabes Nitche Am Yisrael then. We're going to wait till Yaakov Minu came down to Mitzrayim. As soon as Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us the Rav stopped. The hunger stopped. So at that time it was a gathering of Simcha. It was a gathering of joy. That's what the Malachim said, Mekabes Nitche Am Yisrael. With this, perhaps we can understand the dialogue between the Rabbeinu Shalem and Avraham Avinu at the Bris Bein Absar. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I don't believe it, then turn this on. Well, at least this one is on. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. You and your descendants will inherit Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu asks Hashem, "B'ma eda ki roshana? How do I know I'm going to inherit it?" And Hashem responds, "Yido yateida, you should know with certainty, kiger yezarach v'eretz lelohem, your descendants will be strangers in a land that isn't theirs. V'avodim v'inu oisam, abame yeshana, they'll enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. Afterwards, they'll leave with great riches." So it's very difficult to ask the kasha so many times. How can Avram ask this? Avram would never question Hashem. All of a sudden, it's questioning Hashem. How do I know that you're going to fulfill your promise? And why? What's Hashem answering him? So according to what we're saying, Eretz Yisrael, to be that Klal Yisrael should be an Eretz Yisrael, that there should be a Kibbutz Golias, that there should be a gathering of all the dispersed Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that depends on Netzach Chesed Sheva Netzach. There needs to be a focus on our oneness. There needs to be a focus on that, on the eternity within us, not on our differences. So that Avraham Avinu asked a very simple question. Rabbi Yisrael, what is your plan? How do you intend to bring Klal Yisrael together? Because naturally, people focus on their differences. They don't focus on their netzach, on their chesed sheva netzach. To which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam responded, if they're dispersed, I've got two ways of doing it. Either I will... It will be by afflicting them, and when I afflict them, they come together, or through v'achrechen yetzer b'chush gadol, or I can shower them with plenty. If I shower them with plenty, with an abundance, in one of the two of these cases, they're going to come together. And if you look into the Hagadah Shel Pesach, It says in the Haggadah, this pasuk is brought in the Haggadah, that it says, Hashem said, you should know with certainty that your descendants are going to be strangers in a land that is not theirs. They'll be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. And the nation that they serve, I will judge, I'll punish. That's what the Baal HaGadah says. And this is what stood for us, for our forefathers and for us, because not only one has risen up against us to destroy us, in every generation they rise up against us to destroy us. The Sfasama says that Loy echad bilvad amad leinu l'chaleseinu, that the fact that we're not one, that itself has risen against us to destroy us. And every generation, that what has risen against us to destroy us is loy echad bilvad, is just the fact that we're not one, that we're not united. So we say, after we mention what the Rebbeinu Shalom said, that there's one of two ways that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bring us together, either through affliction or through abundance. So we say, V'hi sham d'Allah v'sayinu v'lanu. It's that pasuk that has stood for us throughout all generations, because without one of those two things, we would have been totally destroyed. Because the fact that we're not one, that itself has risen up to destroy us.
What Jewish unity? What would be considered that we're united? What's the definition that we're united? When we could say, okay, now we're united.
Or
we're not united yet.
It's such a foreign, unfortunately, such a foreign concept to us that it's very hard for us to even imagine what it means, a united nation. Not united nations, united nation. Right? It's very hard to even imagine what that means. But really what it means is every Yid loving and every Jew just because they're a Jew, because they're our brother.
Does it ever happen?
What?
Does it ever happen?
It happened once before at Har Sinai. Whatever that meant. Well, I'm afraid it's going to happen through the Tkabe Shofar. It's going to happen through the blowing of the Shofar. The question is which Shofar it's going to be. If it's going to be the Shofar of Tzaak or it's going to be the Shofar of the song. But I'm hoping it's going to be through abundance. That Rebbeinu Shlomo will shower us with abundance, and then we'll all come together as a result. I was thinking of another approach as to why we say Tkabe Shofar Gadol. Why do we say blow with a big shofar? It's not only do we say it here, we say by Nesan HaToykif, and we're talking about the Yom HaDin HaGadol, and we're talking about the big Yom HaDin that's going to happen when, at the time of Mashiach, the big day of judgment. We say, "Shofar Gadol Yitaka." Hashem is going to blow with a big shofar.
It's just a
pasuk itself. Yitaka b'shofar Gadol. What does it mean? Yitaka a big shofar. What do I care what type of shofar the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to use? Big shofar, a small shofar. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that on Rosh Hashanah we should use a shofar shel ayil. Kavuf. A shofar of an ayil, a shofar of a ram that's bent. There are horns, there are certain animals that have horns that are straight. L'chatchila, one is not supposed to use such a shofar. Preferably not. You're supposed to use a bent shofar. Why? Because since it's a Yom HaDin, it's a day of judgment, we're supposed to be nichna. We're supposed to be kavuf. We're supposed to be humbled and bent over to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So we use a bent shofar. So the kasha is, the halacha is, that when you blow shofar, It has to be bent upwards. We forfeit the whole purpose. The whole purpose of it being bent is to be machni ourselves, so blow with it bent downwards. Why are you blowing with it bent upwards? How do we imagine the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment? The fun of Kivanei Maroin, right? Everybody in the world passes by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in a row, like sheep. And we imagine that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, "You did that, you did this, you did that," and. It's a terrifying image. The truth is that there's two ways of giving a person mussar, whether you're giving a child mussar, giving any person mussar. A person can give mussar by putting a person down. You're a no good Nick. You did this. You did that. You're a chveis and shus. And then there's another way of doing of giving mussar. If you ever read my uncle's book, Generation to Generation, he says my grandfather,
Trust him.
Yeah, my grandfather always he never put them down. My grandfather always said to them, his famous words were, "It's pasnished. I mean, it's unbecoming of you." When you say a person to a person, it's unbecoming of you. You're telling them you're a great person. You've belittled yourself. When a person is told that it's unbecoming of you, you haven't put the person down, you've raised the person. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, Al-Toychech Leitz, Pen Yisra'echa. Do not rebuke a scoffer, because he might hate you. Toychech Lechacham V'yahavecha. Rebuke a wise person, and he'll love you. So the Sfarim explain, Al Toychach Leitz. When you rebuke a person, don't say you're a Leitz. Don't tell him you're a Leitz. If you do it that way, if you put him down, Panis Na'acha, he's going to hate you. Toychach Lechacham. Tell a person, you're a wise person. How did you do something so silly? V'yavacha. Then the person will love you. Because you haven't put him down, you raised him. When we pass by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah, Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't tell us you're aletz. Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't tell us you're a shegetz. Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells us you're pasnished. It's not becoming of you. You're a prince. You're a chacham. Why did you do something so silly? The shofar of din is a shofar of gadol. It's a shofar that makes us great. It's not a shofar that puts us down. And that's why the kfifa, yes, we feel humbled. We don't feel humbled because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put us down. We feel humbled because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made us great. So we feel bad that we have belittled ourselves. When you blow that shofar of din, blow the shofar of godless. Show us how great we are. There's another pshat that the Mefarshim say on why we say Tka B'Shofar Gadol is because the Chazal say that the shofar that Mashiach will use is the shofar of the Elul Shel Yitzchak. It's the horn of the ram that took the place of Yitzchak. That shofar is called the big shofar. Not the big in size, but it's the shofar, the great shofar, the shofar of Akedas Yitzchak. So say a short word on that. We know that the shofar Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons for Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah is also to commemorate the shofar of the Elul Shel Yitzchak, the ram of Akedas Yitzchak. And it's a pella, it's a wonder. that aisle had nothing to do with Akedas Yitzchak. The rabbi had nothing to do with Akedas Yitzchak. It was an afterthought. After the whole Akedas Yitzchak was over, Avram saw a ram. So he offered the ram. What's the big deal? So he offered a ram. Why is that? Why did that play a role, Bechlal? So Bekitzer, it says that by when Yaakov had his dream, he went with a ladder standing on the ground, reaching the heavens. Yaakov Avinu woke up from his dream and he said, "Achin yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh." Behold, Hashem is in this place, but nochi lo yadati, and I didn't know. The depth of what took place was, Chazal tell us that at that dream, Hashem showed Yaakov Avinu, he was sleeping on the Mokem HaMikdash. He was sleeping where the Beis HaMikdash was built. Hashem showed Yaakov Avinu the Beis HaMikdash built and the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Yaakov saw all the tzaras that would happen to his offspring until Mashiach comes. And Hashem showed him that there's a ladder going all the way from earth to heaven. Meaning, Yaakov, you should know that it might be that on earth no one will understand why things are happening and why such tzaras are happening. But you should know, Reisha Megiyah Shemayim, you should know that everything has a cheshbon in heaven. Everything has a reason in heaven. So Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu awoke, he said, "Ochein yesh Hashem amokem hazeh." I know, and these are probably the most important words that Yid should always know. "Ochein yesh Hashem amokem hazeh." I know that the Ribbono Shel'olam was involved in this place, in every place a Yid is. And what a Yid needs to know is "Anochi lo yadati." A Yid needs to know, "I don't understand," and that's fine. I don't need to understand. Ayo is Rosh HaTevis Anoichi Lo Yadati. I don't know. When Avraham Avinu sacrificed, he didn't end up sacrificing Yitzchak. But what Avraham Avinu did sacrifice was that when Hashem told him to sacrifice Yitzchak, Avraham, this was the same Yitzchak that Hashem had promised him that he would have offspring that would be like the stars of the sky. It was such a contradiction. Yet Avraham Avinu didn't question the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anochi lo yadati. That's the aisle that Avraham offered. That aisle was never taken away from Akedas Yitzchak. Vayaleu lo'oy l'tachas benoi. He offered that aisle instead of Yitzchak. And that was fine. That was the Akedah that actually took place. Avraham sacrificed his seichel. He sacrificed his need to understand. The geula that we are going to have, the tka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, do you know what shofar the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to use? The shofar shel ayil, that shofar of the ram, that not the ram, the anochi lo yadati, the Klal Yisrael has been saying for thousands of years, that shofar of emuna, that we don't question the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know achen yesh Hashem b'mokem hazeh, anochi lo yadati. So leiv shalom, that is schus of Havas Yisrael, the schus of Amuna, which be zoicha, we call up to the time of Tkav Shefer Gadol, Bevias Mashiach, Tzadkenu, Bemheru, Yemeinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.